conference. Before you ask a question, kindly raise your hand.
Speaking of almost a year since Jera now came to the Indian team, how has she progressed and can say more about her strengths are? We see her as a person who's mature beyond her age.
Well, I think, she made a debut in the South Africa tour, and since then, she's gradually improved as a player. And I'm sure at such a young age, if she gets so much of exposure playing on different kind of wickets and adapting to it, it will only help her to progress more in the future and also, take up the responsibility of giving a good start to the team, because India for a long time has struggled to have a good opening pair. So now I can see that in terms of Smriti and Jemima giving us a good start since the New Zealand tour.
What was the debrief after the last game, especially after specifically to the batting department?
Well, obviously we have to work on partnerships because we just had two partnerships opening and the middle order with Tanya Bhatia. So I think as batters, we need to work more on partnerships and playing more the middle overs, because when we can go and score 200 with just two partnerships, I'm sure if another couple of batters can score runs, we can go beyond 200 plus, and that would be a good score on this wicket.
Manish.
Mithali, in your words, how has the development of Shikha Pandey been like as a bowler? Because in the recent past, she struggled. She seems to have come back pretty strong in this series and also did well in New Zealand.
I think she's one of the players who been with the team for a long time, and every player goes through a lean patch, and as a senior and as a captain, it's my duty to give them more confidence, giving them more opportunities. And since then, from the New Zealand tour, you've seen how she has taken up the responsibility to bowl the first spell along with Julen, because Julen being around also helps, because as a senior player, she tries to give her or share her experience with the other bowlers. And when you have a senior around, the juniors tend to develop under their wings.
Ram sir.
How good is your spin attack as compared to England's?
Well, our spinners have done well. I mean, as I mentioned in the last PC also, when they can do very well on wickets which hasn't assisted spin that much. So this is our home conditions, and wicket being on a slower side will definitely help them to do far better than what they've done on those surfaces.
Sure. They have compared to England's spin.
Well, the last game they played two spinners, and Eccleston is one of the spinners who's been doing very well for their team, and she's been, I think, an economical bowler in the last game.
Yeah,
Mithali, last year you said, almost a year ago, you said India is not ready for the women's IPL. You said it would be not advisable to go for IPL, to go against the development of a match cricket. Is there any revision thought after 1 year?
Well, I felt that before the World Cup, of the One Day World Cup, because at that point of time, the players, identity as individual players was not as big as what it had become after the One Day World Cup, where people started to, understand what is Indian women's cricket team and who all play for the team. And now, I think since a year or two, I think people now have gone beyond 2-3 players. They do recognize other players in the squad, and now probably I feel it is the right time to get in IPL, because T20 is also one of the format that ICC is looking to promote women's cricket on that, along with that format. So it's important that if we can have an IPL, promote IPL kind of a league in our country, then even the domestic structure will improve immensely, because a lot of young players who come in, like Harleen or any other debutant, will take some time, because our domestic structure doesn't offer that much experience before coming into international arena. So if you have leagues like this, when they make a debut, they are already experienced enough to take up that pressure or absorb that pressure at international level.
You also said that India doesn't have the A team was thrashed by Australia. You said you don't have the A team then at all, then you have to develop that first.
Yes.
But is IPL is the only route to develop your cricket?
Well, we also have like India Air Tour. I'm sure there is an India Air Tour in the coming near future. And if we have more of that, and where you can give more opportunity to the second string to not only play at home, whoever the visiting team is, just not playing President 11 or India A a game or two before the series, but also give them tours abroad, playing against Australia A or New Zealand A or England A, because that exposure will help them immensely.
Sure. Before the first game, you said that the middle order was a challenge. Like, you know, in New Zealand, to sort that match. The first game, you know, from a comfortable start, you got a middle order collapse to that extent. Did you speak to the players after the match was over? Because now two more important games are around the corner. So.
Well, obviously, we definitely have addressed it after the game, and the players also know the importance of stepping up to the occasion and performing. And now the team is like, you know, they're looking forward for the second game, because we know what we have done in the first game. Yes, we won, but we cannot, you know, overlook the things that we need to give a thought and try to make it better in the coming game.
In the last couple of times you've played England, they've shown a clear plan against Poonam Yadav, going back and either cutting through covers or sweeping through the leg side. Has there been a revision in her bowling strategies for the next couple of games?
I'm sure as someone who's been a consistent wicket taker for the country, for the team, will work on it, because that is again one of the, it comes into the strategic part where as a bowler or as a batter, if there are any specific plan that the opponents are looking at, we try to counter it with our own plan. So I'm sure as a bowler, she is looking into it.
Well, on the subject of women's IPL, in the first ODI, we saw there were barely 150 odd people to the other part of England's chase. How much do you think scheduling of this kind, you know, 9-1 start at the Wankhede Stadium, helps in building up to, say, the women's IPL exhibition games that are going to take place in about a month's time or so?
Well, see, I think IPL promoting women's cricket, considering IPL in the mind, is like that's a T20 format. So you cannot think about promoting that format along with the home series. This is a completely different format. And one day in India, every one day game starts at 9, whether men or women. And as far as IPL is concerned, I think if that can be a double header like how we had the T20 in New Zealand, that will definitely garner more people to come and watch us play. And obviously, you know, televising it and marketing it well will get a lot of people to follow it.
Fine, Diego.
How will you be playing on the same pitch like you did in the first? Will the team also be the same?
Sorry?
Playing 11 for tomorrow, right? The final is on the same pitch.
Do you want me to say it here, playing 11? But yes, we will look into it. You know, we definitely look forward to winning the next game. We know how important it is in terms of the series as well as points. And we'll look into it, yeah.
Along the lines of the India A, ICC during the T20 World Cup said they're thinking forward towards an Under-19 World Cup or an Under-21 World Cup for women. How important do you think that will be for the global game?
It will be important, because every country is looking forward to getting more girls to play this sport. And if you have another World Cup of, say, Under-19 or Under-21, it gives an opportunity for young girls to again compete at that level. So there is something to look forward to, because someone who is playing Under-19, if they have to aim, they straight away aim at a senior level. So that's a long shot. Very few people make it to that level. So for the rest who don't make it, at least they have another shot at playing or representing the country at the World Cup.
Thank you. Thank you.